Yeah, I took over your little table that you left me.
Hell yeah, dude.
So
good deal.
It works pretty good for this. And then I picked up the little red, they have like the limited edition red audio box.
Yeah.
They dropped the price of the one that comes with software down to $100, so the limited edition red one is $100. I don't need the software, so.
Oh shit, yeah. Right on.
Yeah, hold on. This one.
Oh, nice. That's retarded that you have to pay more for one with
different color
software.
Oh yeah, the one with software I guess was a little bit more, but they dropped the price on it. So
that's ridiculous.
It's all right. Oh well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another week of the Horrible Influence. This is going to be the first time that we get Tyler Wright via Skype, and subsequently the first time that we're recording video, because whether you know it or not, I got it set up to capture your image.
All right, deal with it.
Yeah, actually, man, I'm hoping the quality records this good, because it sounds real nice right now.
Yeah, this is it's a lot cleaner than any other Skype conversation that I've had, so I'm pretty surprised by that. I wasn't too stoked on, well, I was excited about the idea that if it came across clear, then we could record on it. But I didn't have high hopes, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but
no,
video quality looks great, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're on retarded fast internet. I think you get what I
good.
Say before I say it, right?
It's only $59.99 a month, too.
And what'd you guys
and
get?
It's 20 megs faster than... I put us down for 150, and it's clocking at 172. Or something like that, in between like 160 and 172.
What do I hear in the background? Those little poochies?
Little dukes, oh. Yeah.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, how'd the move go? How was that drive? Was it
the drive was
horrible?
A motherfucker, man. Yeah. That first night I drove, I got on the road at I think 9:30 that morning, and then I took a nap at I think 2:30. The next morning,
So you drove through the night a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. The rain was terrible as soon as I got on the road in Wisconsin. And then the wind, dude, from Minnesota all the way across South Dakota through that top corner of Wyoming that I went through and through a little bit of Montana. The wind was blowing so bad that I don't know what to compare it to. It was awful. Like, you had to keep two hands on the wheel the entire time. And I couldn't do the speed limit, which was 80 miles an hour, because it was just, my car was just fucking bouncing, dude.
I like that
terrible.
When you go through the part of the country that they just figure you don't give a shit about what anyone cares
yeah.
about. They're like,
put
make
the
it
hammer
80.
Down. Yeah. Yeah.
get through here.
We'll make it 75 when they're going by, what the hell is the
residential
name of that
place? Areas. If there's kids present,
they
slow
don't
it
have
down to
those.
75.
Fucking Mount what? What's in South Dakota? With the faces on the rock? The fuck's the name of that place? It's like 75 through there. But it's like, that's the only part of the state where there's fucking
yeah,
civilization
is,
at.
Whatever that deal is. Whatever Mount Rushmore's called. I don't know.
Rushmore,
what it is.
That's it. Some founding fathers bullshit. I don't know.
Oh, what you got there? Is that a little bit of water?
Yeah, just water.
Stick with
you
the
know,
whiskey.
Just keeping it clean.
I haven't stopped drinking since you left. I don't know if that's okay.
I miss you.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, though, this is the most FaceTime we've had doing a podcast since we started.
Fucking probably.
Yeah, like the rest of the time it was a monitor and I'd have to lean up and peek over the top of it.
It's like...
Yeah, are you over there?
We should have set the cameras up the whole time.
Oh, it would have been perfect.
Fucking
except
brilliant.
For it would have been a massive lag because we didn't have internet that was worth
yeah.
the shit. But dude, that's awesome. For man, it's funny. There's going to be a solid group of people that have no idea that you packed up and moved to Seattle just because the internet was faster. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Wi-Fi signal comes off the blades of grass here. It's fucking insane, dude. It's the best.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I was stoked when I was like, oh my God, I got 37 megabytes a second down. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah, I was looking through the options on Comcast. It's like, dude, this can't be real. However, upload isn't very fast. Yeah, upload isn't very fast.
Is it better than 6? Because that's what we have here.
That's 12.
Oh, so you know, twice as fast.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, I thought it was 5 is what they advertised, but when I got the new modem, it got up to like 6.3.
Oh, fuck, really? For some reason, I thought it was 20 is what we needed.
Yeah, and we had 5.
Got it.
We couldn't,
all right.
We couldn't Twitch when we were Twitching. We couldn't do 2 Twitch accounts at the same time because it would just fucking shatter Time Warner Cable. They just couldn't handle the load of both of us on the internet at the same
Such
time.
A crock of shit, dude. Dude, Comcast killed it today. I went to their store because I ordered that self-install kit, and I went to their store like, hey, nothing's wrong. Ordered the self-install kit. It's supposed to be here like in the next couple days, but I need it today. And like before I could finish, the guy was like, well, what's your name?
Here you go.
Yeah. And then he just turned around and grabbed a box from behind him and handed it to me. I was like, oh, do you want me to return like the one that's going to get mailed to me? He's like, we don't track any of that. Fucking sweet, dude.
Yeah, that was when I called and canceled the rental box that you have. That it's a brick with 2 antennas taped to it.
Yeah.
I canceled that. She was like, oh, well, we won't charge you for the rental anymore. I said, well, do I need to return this before that comes off the bill? And she goes, no. Nope. I was like, oh, okay.
Why wouldn't they up? That's such a crock of shit, man. I wonder if they upgrade your hardware if you ask them to, or if they charge you money for that.
I'm sure they would charge you money for that.
Probably.
They're going to charge you money for anything. That's what they do. I know it's been hectic for you. I did a little bit of research this week. It wasn't nearly as big of a week for NASA or anybody as it has been the past few weeks that we've been on here. It seemed like we were just on a roll where for 5 weeks straight we had massive.
Oh, for sure,
you know,
dude.
Like something major came out every time. It was like, oh, well, I mean, we found some water on Mars, or we, you know, it just one
yeah,
thing after
no
the
big
other.
Deal.
So actually, I went a little bit off topic on here because, I mean, honestly, there's probably a lot of people that listen to this and go, well, I knew that. Like, this isn't that far gone. Do you remember? Now, this has been going on for a few years now, but the big scare that the polar the magnetic poles of the earth were just going to change. They were going to switch, and then one day you were going to wake up and up was going to be left, and then a giant wave would kill all the Mexicans. Like, it was going to be bad,
obviously. Yeah, not the worst day, but a bad day,
but a pretty bad day. Like, I'd probably take twice as long to get to work
because your compass isn't working. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Who would that affect, man?
It was, I mean, this is supposed to cause tsunamis across the earth. Like, it was supposed to be bad, right? And that was the end of the world thing. So I came across a story, not even a story, just a little research note about why. What I loved about this was it was why the fields are not going to change anytime soon. Right. And I thought that's a good story. That's one to dig into, to figure out why we're going to be on this planet forever. And it's not going to matter because the fields just won't change. And it opens up with the magnetic fields on Earth are not going to change anytime soon because we've measured them and they are just as strong as they have been. They are 10% weaker than they were in the 1800s. And I thought that seems like a big jump. Like, it seems like a lot to happen in Earth time speaking, a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
But okay, I'll take that. They're okay with it. I guess I'll be okay with it. And then they said, how they date the magnetic field for Earth is they take lava rocks and they measure the magnetic particles that are in it. And as lava cools, the amount of magnetic particles in it shows how strong the magnetic field is for Earth. So it's like how much iron particles are being pulled to the center of the Earth. So if there's more, the magnetic field is stronger. If there's less, the magnetic field is weaker. And that's how they know that about 10% has left us since the 1800s when they started tracking it. They went back to dating and found that they believe very confidently that the magnetic field is still stronger today than it would have been a few thousand years ago. Like, we're still doing real, real well. And the The reason they said this is good news to let us know that the Earth isn't going to switch anytime soon is that they believe that the magnetic poles of a planet would change about every 250,000 years. And mathematically, it appears that the poles on Earth have not changed in about 780,000 years. And they're like, so we're good. And that to me just sounds like it'll probably happen tomorrow. Like, Genghis is going to go, oh, man, we are way past due for a magnetic change. And just
dude, for real. Swap.
But they believe that our magnetic field just got so strong that it just won't change, I guess.
Just so strong.
Yeah, it's just
all that iron it's been lifting. Oh.
Yeah, just we're fine. Yeah, you guys shouldn't worry. Past due, what's that mean? That doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Oh. So I read this and I wanted to get a good warm and fuzzy about it, and I'm like,
didn't find it.
Yeah, we're fucked. Like, it's yeah. Like, I feel like some guy wrote the article to say that we were all doomed, and his editor went, "You can't put that we're all doomed." And he was like, "Fine, I'll just say that we're fine." And he was like, "Do that.
Just change one word and we'll be, yeah, be all right."
So the title got changed, but none of the rest of the article was fine. Like, the rest of it just seemed horrible. I don't it's know like that, anything about
those guys
that.
Talk about Yellowstone, like Yellowstone, oh, yeah, some like life-changing volcano that's supposed to blow up every like 600 to 800,000 years, and has, but it hasn't blown up in like 650,000 years. So
it's obviously
we're
not gonna
we're
happen.
Good. Yeah. So we're fine.
That's near Yosemite, isn't it?
Yeah. Right down the road. Yosemite. Jesus. Yeah, that's that proper education.
Yeah, that's Jesus education. Yosemite. That fucking guy.
Can't even graduate high school. Dude's an idiot.
Yeah. Oh no, man, I can't disprove religion. I can disprove Christianity about four words, but not religion in a whole. that kid's gonna kill himself one day. It's all right. He'll be fine. I'm sure he means well. I got to work with him a couple weeks ago, or what he was like last week.
Just not having it, was he?
No, he wasn't real happy to see me this time. I thought we were buddies. Oh well.
That was that boat inspection, right?
Yeah.
Or that ship inspection.
Yeah, I got to dive on the USS Milwaukee. That's the most horrifying dive I've done, because there's a couple times in the video where I just told him that like I'd slip, or that like, oh well, I couldn't see what I was doing. But I'd have my hand through the impeller prop of this jet drive, and you got to crawl inside the tube, and you know it's real tight, and I crawl down inside there, and then you get to the impellers, and I did all that, and then I stuck my hand through to get the inside where the inner and output drives meet, and so I got my hand through there, and I'm doing the inspection, and then something on the ship would creak. Or, you know, it'd make it like I'd be in there and hear, and I'd yank my arm out of there. It's like, man, if all they got to do is just bump it, just give it a little, like some kid's like, oh, what if I just give it a little crank over?
Just a little wouldn't hurt. Cause there's a 17-year-old somewhere on that boat.
Yeah. And then I turn into a fine red mist that sprays out the back of the boat. And Andy goes, it's cause he didn't believe in Jesus.
Yes. Poof. Shark god.
Those sharks from Chicago Inlet to the
Lake Michigan. Swam up from Westboro Baptist.
Oh, just to eat my fucking soul.
Jesus. How dare you? That's what you get for having queers in the military.
He's one of those soldier queers. Oh, man, I gotta tell you, I like this Skype thing. It's easy.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Oh, so anyways, final thing on this, just to close out that magnetic field thing. We know that the magnetic field today is mimicking formation of lava rocks millions of years ago. They know the intensity then. They can deduce how much gain has been present. It really is. It just goes on to say that we are have a relatively stronger present-day field, which explains why Earth hasn't had a geomagnetic reversal for approximately 780,000 years. Historically, this would happen every 250,000 years, but stronger fields are less prone to reversal. Then a period, and that's the end of the article. Less prone. Right. Like, that's almost four times as long. Like, come on, man. It doesn't make me feel any better. But I wanted to be able to report today that you don't have anything to worry about. And
then, hey, don't worry about it, folks. Yeah. So, You got another week.
If you don't wake up tomorrow, you won't worry about it, so it's okay.
Right.
Just hope it happens while you're sleeping. Bright of Jangus.
Your entire family is going to drown. But it's not happening right now, so be happy.
Yeah, and our foreign policy is getting better, so be happy about that. Oh, my. Hey, China. Go China. Started attacking ISIS the other day because they
off the Chinamen. Yeah, what is that about?
Well,
they kill a prisoner?
Yeah. And so, yeah, China just started doing things. And a lot of people are getting real upset about the fact that President Obama is not putting troops on ground anymore, right? And, you know, we had hands in this previous war. It's his idea is coming true, and I don't think people understand that this is 100% his administration's plan, and I hate to let somebody else fight it. That's it.
Instead of us being it. I mean, I can't say that I'm against that. No. I can't fucking say that I'm against that.
That's the worst thing. It's like if you look at it, you go, we should do something. But he said he wants us to take a support role this time. Like, it's not our turn to go fight this one.
No. We've fought fucking plenty, man. There's been plenty of American blood spilt. And
yeah, I got...
Fucking let somebody else step up on it.
Just shy of 30 months in that country.
Yeah.
So, well, in Iraq, not any of the other ones. But that's like, yeah, I'm not too mad about seeing somebody else go over and have a little fun. Like, I had my turn. Like, let the slower kids ride the slide.
For sure, dude.
But that's...
Dude, absolutely.
It's whatever. We'll see. I think what you're going to see is him sit back until someone else does the dirty work, and then we'll World War II the shit out of it. Like, you'll need to bring Pippen in to get that final three-pointer, and he'll go, now, we're going to bring some people in today, and they're going to do just a fine job for the other people on the ground. And then they're just going to show up, and we're going to wreck house and then raise an American flag and give them away.
Chuck Deuce.
And then be out the door. Yeah, that's the way America wins wars, right? Like, every time we get involved from the get-go, we just drag it out too long. So let the people that are affected go in. We will help. I think that people think so black and white about everything where they go, well, we don't have troops on the ground, so we're not doing anything. Well, I mean, I'm sure that the millions we spend on intelligence is doing a little something, something, you know,
I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely getting in there, but
I'm sure.
Oh, well.
Oh, and the billions that we're saving on everything else could maybe go to your child's education so he doesn't grow up and say, if fucking Obama needs to be killing them sand nuggles. No, we don't need your kind anymore. Yeah. We need more educated people. So
it is past your time, but That's fine. Maybe put it towards space exploration. We just leave.
Yeah.
You take an IQ test and everybody above a certain bar just gets to
stay on Earth, and then the other ones get shot into space. That's how you're going to space.
Aim for the moon. Arr! And even if you miss, you'll end up amongst the stars, cold and dead. Well, man, you got it. I know, man, you probably haven't done anything. You just got internet like 4 hours ago.
Just got that set up. Been busy as shit with getting home stuff set up, computer desk, getting our bed frame built, buying new bed, f- picture frames, picture. Yeah. Yeah. Petting dogs, that seems to take up a large amount of my time.
I went into work and I was like, so Griff, you got any little rescues? Because he does that adoption thing while they're getting new parents for the weenie dogs.
Yeah.
And I tried to steal one for the weekend. I was like, I'm going to be home all weekend, you know, if you need somebody to pet your dogs.
Is that a no-go?
It was a no-go. He just kind of blew me off. You're probably going to quit. Not real happy with me. I did save something for this podcast, though. I've been sitting on it. Not literally, but it is under my chair. And I thought, since this will be the first time that we get to do a video cast, and we'll obviously have to over-explain everything, but... I got
November's
loot crate.
Oh, no shit? Yeah. That's not the time war- travel no, one, is it?
We already
oh, okay.
did the time one. This is the one that came today. Just to give us a little bit of something, this is the first time I opened it. All I did was cut the thing. Right off the bat, Is that Shredder?
It's a yeah, Shredder yeah, mask.
little Shredder mask.
That's killer, dude.
It's the little sunglasses thing that you can get at like Hot Topic or whatever.
Does it fit you, or is it too small?
I got a pretty big head. By the way, if
you don't do the rest of this loot crate with that fucking Shredder get up on your face,
all right,
I'll be rather upset.
The rest of the podcast with this thing, let me see.
Or just a loot crate.
All right, we'll just do the loot crate here. Let's see if this thing fits. But the rest of this, we do need to do a giveaway. So if we can get a go to facebook.com/horribleinfluence, let us know a topic that you would like to see. And if we pick your topic to be on the next week's episode, we'll get your information from you and send you free of charge one item out of this loot crate. So you'll get to hear about everything. And if you watch the video on YouTube, then which is Horrible Influence on YouTube, just search for the Google, which would be Horrible Influence @gmail.com on there, and we'll have this up. But
fucking A, right, boy?
Yeah. It fits.
That's 10 views right there,
good,
man.
Dude, look at this. That's legit. There's scared turtles everywhere. All right. And the one that I think will probably get picked real quick, and I won't break the seal on it so you can be the first one to open it, but
fucking Fallout.
If you know me and Fallout, then you know I don't like it. But you probably like it. Everybody seems to love this game, even though the graphics are dog shit.
By you, he's not talking to me. He's talking to the viewers.
Right, yeah. Tyler doesn't like it either. But that's a
people are
going to
be shitting their pants over it. I'm sure that blew up on their forums. Like, bobbleheads are big in Fallout, right?
Yeah, oh man, it's taped shut. I'm not going to break the seal on it, but it is a Vault Boy bobblehead.
You could probably Google what it looks like.
Yeah, I bet they can. Yeah, it's says Vault number 111 on the side. On the front's got the very classic image of the Golden Boy Vault Boy. It says Vault Boy bobblehead will permanently increase your skills and stats, loot crate exclusive. So what a sweet little dude. I bet that's a cool one.
Remember, that's rad.
Anything out of here is coming to you. If not, it's going on my desk with everything else. Then we've got the Cute But Deadly series from Blizzard.
Oh, what?
Cute But Deadly. It looks like another little, almost like a pop figure.
Oh, is it the little random ones?
Yeah, we don't. Man. Ooh.
Shit. I got dibs on that one.
Ooh, you know what's happening? You guys are going to get this one slightly open because I want to know what's in it. So we got to be able to see which one it is. At least with the Vault Boy, you know what you're getting. This one, we got no clue. Oh, my God, that's the worst.
Vault Boy looks pretty cool. The pictures of him. Is that on the front of the box on that one? What are his arms doing? Are they crossed or are they on his hips?
They're on his hips.
Okay. So that's what the bobblehead looks like.
That's what he looks like.
Yep.
Well, this one,
I guess there's a
series
of them. That's pretty neat.
It will be open, but, you know, you get to know that my mouth was on it, and come on. You people want to touch my mouth. Oh, he's got a little stand. Look at this, dude.
Oh, it's Diablo?
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's fucking metal. No, I want that.
That is real badass. He's got his hands up. Yeah, the little devil horns.
That's fucking badass.
That is real badass. So, man, if you guys go watch this video, this is the coolest little guy. I hate to take that off the table, so hopefully a Fallout fan comes to the rescue and takes that bobblehead from us, because that guy's dope. And then the rest of the items in here we got look like they're going to be a little bit less fruitful. We got a Mockingjay pin. These have become real popular in the crates. A little.
When's that? That movie's coming out real soon, isn't it?
I think so. I haven't seen any of them, so I don't know too much.
It's whatever.
Yeah. The Gift of Geek from Loot Crate. Oh, it looks like they sent me tags to re-gift my Loot Crate to people. So,
that's legit.
Yeah, you can box up anything you get out of the Loot Crate and then send it on to somebody else.
Dude, those little those cute but deadly blind vinyls are $10 a piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's like half the price of the crate. Also, with the cute but deadly, we got a magnet set that has all of them on it.
Oh, super cool.
Yeah, it's got all the oh my goodness. Look at Kerrigan. Kerrigan's real dope.
That's fucking legit.
Yeah, that's real cool. It's got a little, it's like a Lusk on there. Some other guys, a real cool little magnet set that came with it. The book, and then it came with a magazine or a comic book this week. And the comic book is a Loot Crate exclusive Street Fighter Hyper Looting. So if you're a Street Fighter fan and you come up with the topic for next week,
Hyper Looting,
you can pick that one. And I guess that's going to be it out of the crate. Pretty good crate this time. I'm real happy about it. And with that, I'm going to doff these sweet glasses.
What was the... Damn it, the theme for this crate.
The theme for this one was...
Random shit. Random cool shit.
Combat.
Oh, okay.
So random.
Pretty vague. But
yeah, you can pile whatever you want to in that one, but...
yeah.
I'm still a real big fan of my loot crates. My entire desk is loaded with the stuff from there. It decorates almost this entire room. If we don't get it from Comic-Con, we get it from Loot Crate.
That's cool shit. Got a lot of cool stuff. You've gotten a lot of cool stuff from there.
I got to give Mel the...
That Spork?
That Spork from... Oh, what's his name? The Doctor.
Doctor Who?
Doctor Who. Yeah. Yeah. The Doctor Who Spork. Which, it was really cool. It was really well done. I like the quality of the stuff that comes through there. And then the doc, the pop vinyl that we got in the time machine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, super clean,
that
too.
That thing was perfect. Most of them always have, like, a little imperfection on the paintings of the pop vinyl, which, like you've said before, has been the one, like, hold back from liking them is that...
It's, like chintzy.
Well, we saw that Harley Quinn one. And I really wanted to get it, but then you look at the painting and it's her checkered paint on her uniform was like overlapping and there was overspray.
Oversprayed like crazy,
But
not
there
impressive.
Was nothing on this one. It was perfect. I was real happy with it.
Like, what is he holding? Like the little jumper cables in his hands?
Yep, and then he's got a clear plastic blue lightning bolt that jumps between them. And that was, I mean, when the light hits that, it shines right through it. It was a real good job.
That's awesome. Yeah, that was a cool one. I was impressed by that.
Well, like I said, science news is real light. Did the loot crate stuff, and now on to video games. You been able to play anything since you've been out there?
Dude, not shit.
Nothing.
Not a fucking thing. I haven't played. I've thought about playing stuff, but that's about it.
I sent you a text that I was very happy with drunk the other night, which was step one, get internet. Step two, step three, play games.
What is that from?
Oh my God, I hate you for not knowing that reference. Step one, steal underpants. Step two, step three, okay. Make money. It's the underpants gnomes from freaking South Park.
South Park, I gotcha.
Yeah, I was like, he'll get this. He'll get this.
I recognize it, but I could not remember what it was coming from.
I love that episode.
What's up?
I was going to say, this season of South Park has been phenomenal. I can't believe they're still making me laugh until I cry this long after. Like, I remember, like, sneaking to watch it. Like, I'm 28 years old. Like, that's a long time for that thing to be on the air.
Long-ass time. It's a long, long time.
Good
still
job,
good.
Sirs. Oh, yeah, real good.
Still killer.
Randy's hilarious now. It's too much. I had some refreshments, and I checked your friend's privilege.
So, all right, video games. Have you gotten to play Battlefront?
Glad you asked.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
It's really, really good.
Fucking bullshit, man.
It's good.
Bullshit. What, it's not.
Look, you're one of the people, along with everyone else, that's going to hate it because you want to hate it. It is the closest you can get to immersing yourself into the Star Wars trilogy. It really is. And when you're playing on Hoth, you feel like you're on Hoth. You still there?
Yep, I got you back.
Oh, my.
For a second.
So, yeah, when you're playing on Hoth, you feel like you're on Hoth. They did an excellent job. The wind, when it whips through, picks up little particles of snow and throws it up, you feel like you're in a cold area, where, as before, any game that depicted cold would just have snow, and it didn't have that feeling of cold. But
yeah,
they do a good job.
I mean, you live in Milwaukee. I feel like you could probably just go stand outside if you wanted to be cold.
Yeah, well, I open the windows and turn the fans on when I play Hoth.
Fuck yeah. Live action.
Live action. Yeah. But I don't know what it is, but it's about the way they built the levels, which aren't, some of them aren't very big levels. You know, it's not as massive as it could be, but they did such a good job that when you get down to Endor and the speeders are going by and you're running and jumping over logs and it's, it feels like you're there. The problems I have with it are still the hero pickups are the exact same as they were in the beta, along with everything else. You're taking away from the immersion experience when you're picking up these giant glowing orbs, and I don't know how else you would do it, but you feel like you're there until you start seeing these big blue rotating discs all over the map.
Yeah.
That takes away from it. Like, I wish it was a kill based, like almost like a kill streak perk or something. Maybe I don't have an answer for it, but I like diving into it. They fixed the lightsaber issue.
Now, what was that?
That was the one we talked about the other day, where when you would be Vader or Luke and you're running around with your lightsaber, sometimes the blade would just turn off. Like, you would still be killing people, but you're just waving a handle.
Oh, okay.
They fixed that. I haven't had that pop up at all. I put in a few hours on this thing, more than a few hours, probably more than I should have. But all that's fixed. I haven't found really any glitches there. There are different perks that they didn't have before. Like, you can get droids, and if you're on the Empire side, you can get scout drones, the guys from Hoth that float around with their little arms.
Oh, like the arms?
Yep, the little disc on top of the arms at the bottom.
Gotcha.
They fly around, and the probe droids, and they will scout the enemy for you and pop up their location. And then you can have little R2 units that roll around and do different things for you. Those are really cool pickups to get, along with implosion grenades and different turrets, either anti-aircraft, anti-vehicle, like ground vehicle, or you can get anti-personnel turrets that pop up. It's a lot of run and gun and dying a bunch of times to come back. Like, most of the games end with the top guy having 25 kills and 14 deaths. Like, it's a lot of just running, dying, respawning, and going again. So
yeah, maps are small enough, though, that you don't have to freak out about travel time.
Not so much. There's a couple of different... There's a bunch... This is the thing I like. There's a bunch of different game variations. So most of them can be like not Capture the Flag based, but a lot of them are like King of the Hill based. One of them is drop pods will hit a specific location, and you have to go control the drop pods longer. You know, very King of the Hill, but with multiple points.
Okay.
But that one's single point. So the drop pod will hit here in one spot, and everyone runs to that and tries to take that one over, and then another one will drop later, and that one will deactivate. And then they have the droid capture where there's three different droids on the map, and you have to go find the droid, activate it, and then guard it. And then the objective is to hold three different points for the longest amount of time. I think it goes up a little bit higher on some of the bigger maps for the number of droids. But then they have hero versus opponent, or it's hero versus enemy, I think is what they call it on there. And you'll have three heroes on a team and three villains on the opposite team. And then everyone else is like a stormtrooper or a rebel.
Okay.
And those rotate as the rounds go. So you're him for that round until you die. So once you kill all three heroes or all three villains, your side wins and it moves on. Another one of the gameplays is Squadron, where you are in a vehicle battle the entire time. You're flying an X-Wing, you're flying a TIE Fighter or a bomber. So you get to fly the entire game, which was one of the big problems with the beta, was how little amount of time you got to be in a vehicle.
Yeah, people bitched about no space combat too. But I mean, who gives a fuck if it's in space? If you're still flying around in ships, then...
Those same people that bitch about it not being in space would just scream if the battles took place in space.
Probably.
Because it would just be black. It would be boring. This is, you can go very high. And so the battle space is massive, but it's over Tatooine or it's over Endor. You can get down and fly along the canyon and lose people. And then you can jet up into, up into the air and have dogfights. I really enjoy the flying battle that they got there. That dogfight scenario is a lot of fun. I find that I need to change my key input settings because a lot of the stuff you have to do uses your number 1, 2, and 3 on your keyboard. And mm-hmm. you're still using, WASD to move. So mm-hmm. if you're trying to maneuver and launch something, all of a sudden, I don't have enough fingers to reach. So, I have extra keys and extra buttons on my mouse, so I'm changing that up and getting better at it. But the native, where your missiles are 3, and then, number 1 will be your shield, and 2 is something else, that's hard to do while you're in a dogfight because you have to have your hands on WASD. It has to be there because you're... turning and you're using slow up, slow down, strafe left, plus trying to do turns and barrel rolls with your mouse. It'd almost be worth using a controller for that.
I was gonna ask that. Can you set the so I know I don't even know if you can do it on Battlefield anymore, but say Battlefield 1942, Battlefield Vietnam, Battlefield 2, you could set the controls for when you jumped into an airplane, you could set the controls to be a controller scheme instead of being your mouse and keyboard. So if you just had your controller sitting next to you, you could grab that, pilot the plane, set it down, go back to your mouse and keyboard when you're back on the ground.
That's what I do with Battlefield 4. So
okay.
You can still do it there. I'm sure you can do it here. And what I do on that one, I'm not actually changing between the two. You can do a list of commands for keyboard and then a list of commands for mouse and a list of commands for controller. So I could just keep the controller the whole time, or I could use my mouse and keyboard for a craft, or I could use a controller. You can just pick them up whenever. So as long as you don't throw it down to the ground where it's accidentally hitting a button, you just set it aside when you're not using it.
Yeah.
That's the way that they did it. I don't think you could separate between like all vehicles only use a controller and all personnel only use mouse and keyboard.
Gotcha.
But that's probably where I'll end up going, because a vehicle is so much easier to control, just like racing games with a controller.
Yeah. Dude, totally. Totally. I think if they didn't call it Battlefront, it would have had a better, I think consumers would have received it better, because naming it after a game that already had two and then literally not making a sequel, but naming it the same thing as the fucking first one, you can't.
I mean,
like, you're going to have that fan base coming. Like, that's like if they made Battlefield 1942 today and then took all the vehicles out and left like hero tokens to play as Adolf Hitler, Benito Mussolini, and then vehicle tokens to drive a Jeep or some shit. That's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, exact same. That'd be almost as bad as creating a new Xbox and calling it Xbox One.
Right, yeah, for sure the worst idea. Like, I don't know why in the fuck they would even do that.
No, that's a fair point, but it is a game that stands very well if you can get over the fact that they've already made it and then just renamed it again. But great game.
I don't know what parties changed on that, because DICE worked on this one too, right? Didn't DICE do...
Yeah. Their name's tagged to it.
I guess Disney's in on this one, but I mean, is it violent? Is there... There wasn't even really blood in the first one either.
No, there's no blood in this. This was another one of the things that I have against it that I was telling Melanie today was the very disappointing thing is when you get to play as Vader or you get to play as Skywalker and you go cut down an enemy, they fall over like you shot them.
Okay.
For sure cut them in half. Let me lob off arms. You can't tell me that it's a graphical issue because they did it in The Force Unleashed. I can cut off limbs in that game. Like, I can... You sever people, which... When I'm... Man, that's got to be the most gratifying thing to do with a lightsaber, right? I
don't think it's an issue with graphics. It's probably an issue with it being too graphic, right?
And that kills me, because when you shoot these guys with a blaster, they get burn marks. If you see a guy running around and he's got black burn marks all over him, he's still alive, that dude's for sure going to squirrel away from you, and you're not going to be able to kill him. Like, that dude's a guy that is good about getting hit twice and moving. and so you see these guys run by with blaster marks all up them, and you're like, that's the dude. That's King right there. That's the guy I want to kill. But the lightsaber issue, they just fall over, and that's so just not gratifying to me.
Yeah, like, not at all, dude. That'd be annoying.
But when Vader does the choke, they're up in the air. They're grabbing their neck like he's choking the shit out of them, and then just throws him to the ground. That has to be as violent as, but it's,
that's pretty brutal, right?
But you're not severing limbs, so it's okay.
Just choking the shit out of somebody until they die,
and you can,
I mean, I guess you can
Palpatine
watch UFC.
Electrocutes them, you know. That's,
you get to play as Palpatine.
Yeah, you get to play the three.
Does he have a walker?
No,
like,
he,
not
that dude, not flips around AT-AT. Like Yoda does in the,
oh really,
in what is it, episode 3 or whatever, he's doing the little ninja flips everywhere. You have Palpatine, and you have Boba Fett and Vader.
Oh, cool.
And then you have Han Solo, Leia, and Luke Skywalker.
What the fuck does Leia do?
Yo, I murk people with Leia.
Palpatine, Vader, and Fett. Those are three
badasses.
Killers. Yeah. Princess Leia didn't do a motherfucking thing.
No.
The entire
makes no
series.
Sense. Yeah, she's not a hero. You could have given me Yoda. You could have given me...
For sure.
For sure, Yoda. That's
yeah,
the one. That's the one you
That's
use.
The obvious balance.
Yeah. Because you have two Siths and a bounty hunter, and then I should get two Jedi and Han. Han makes sense, I guess. Like, he's good with the blaster or whatever. You know, that'd be his deal. I don't know why they went with Leia, except for it was the, we don't have a single female, and they
feminists, yeah,
got
for
it
sure.
Which, but she whoops ass in the game. She gets a shield, she gets a targeting deal where you hit it and then she focuses and you can like one shot people.
Oh,
so
wow.
You turn that on and it, and the man, the cool thing about her power is you turn that on and it doesn't start the timer to deactivate until you take your first shot.
Oh, cool.
So I can hit it and then just take off running. And as soon as I see them, I raise up and then first shot, that guy's dead. Now my timer starts ticking and I can go second, third, fourth, and I can kill four or five guys right there. Launch my shield, and then she has like a higher capacity grenade, I think, that does a little bit more damage. And that's her three. Everyone has three skill sets. So Vader has the choke. He can throw the lightsaber, and I can't remember what his third one was. Palpatine has like the lightning strike, and then he has like a barrel roll thing that he does to dodge attacks. Luke has, I've only played with him twice, and he has a force push. He has like a thrust attack where you hit it and the guy will jump through. And if you, let's say you're in a hallway and there's a, several enemies running at you and you hit it, you can actually kill like four or five guys with one jump through as long as they're lined up. Yeah, if they're lined up at a good enough spacing, it'll do that. Graphics are insane. He looks,
it looked real clean.
He looks like Mark Hamill. Like even aged, like they did a good job of.
Oh, really? They aged him a little bit too.
Yeah, he doesn't look 19. He looks like he might be damn near 40 in the game. Like they aged him. They didn't age Leia. She's looks
of
pretty
course
young.
Not. Is she wearing her Jabba the Hutt bikini?
I wish. No, actually, I don't know if you knew this, but Disney has put a ban on the slave outfit.
What?
No more merchandise, no new videos, what? Nothing. You will never see that ever made again. There's talk about pulling it from the release of the old ones, but they think the fan outcry would be so bad that they just can't do it. But they want to get rid of it. That's a bad deal, man. You want to get rid of... And they talked to Carrie Fisher, and she said that she wishes she was a stronger woman when they made the movie originally, because she would have told them no about doing that. Like, she's on board with the pull it. And once that happened, Disney's thing came down and said that any video game, toys, t-shirts, any merchandising, there are no longer rights to the slave outfit.
Well, I guess if they call it the slave outfit, there's really no counter argument to be made, because it's just terrible.
Well, I mean, what's your counter? Like, no, she wasn't a slave. She was a whore. Well, she was a forced. She was a slave. Damn it.
Right. Yeah, that's.
But the problem is the history. I think when it falls into most people, like it was in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, but and that's where they think that they won't remove it, but you'll never see it again. And I don't know if you've been into, insert name of store here, but everything is Star Wars. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Target today. Okay, so we go to Target. They've got, like, Star Wars vitamins. They have everything. And then you go to Bed Bath & Beyond and, like, alarm clocks and shower curtains and pillow covers. And it's drones, everything you can think of.
I was in the Apple store the other day. Melissa had to get her phone fixed, and they have a little, what is it, like BB-88 or something like that? That new little droid.
The little ball.
Half dome on top. They have one there that you can, it's a little robot that you can control with your phone that has robot mechanisms. It has robot things inside of it that do robot stuff. So that looked pretty rad, but it was like $150 or something like that. That'd be cool though. I don't know what keeps the head in place.
I was, or if it's just real close to buying the Millennium Falcon Lego thing yesterday.
Dude, it's so cool. How much? $140? Is that how much it is?
$140. They also had if the box wasn't damaged, this might have gone home with me, but Target had, it was just a toy. You didn't build it or anything, but it was a massive, I mean, the thing had to have been a foot and a half tall on the wingspan. The order was, what are they called now? The order, the first order.
First order.
Yeah. Black TIE fighter with the red segment on the side of it. And
sick.
It looked cool, man. I was like, that hanging up right here behind me, just hanging. Oh,
how much is it?
It was 114, I think, something like that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap, but wasn't outside the realm of me doing something stupid except for my, you know, ratings in my brain started going, but the box is damaged. And, like, if this was used, I would have made them take less for it. So I thought about, like, going up to the front counter and being like, I'll give you $60.
Just haggle them. Fuck, they might have done it, man.
Yeah, you can't haggle here, sir, but the box is damaged.
But the box is damaged.
Yeah, I heard two guys arguing today inside of Bed Bath & Beyond over the Star Wars accessories. And he was like, hey, man, they got a Yoda bath towel or something. And the guy goes, oh yeah, and like kind of blew him off. And he was like, how come when you point out something, it's something cool, but when I point it out, it's when I point it out, it's whatever, man, you just blow me off. Like, they got into like a little scuffle.
Oh, did they fuck?
they were going to.
That's sexual, sure. Yeah, they went home and fucked. Yeah.
He wrapped
each other's throats for sure.
He wrapped that Yoda towel to his teeth.
He wrapped his neck and just took him to pound town. Who? No.
But they were
that fucking argument, dude?
But the funniest thing to me about those two guys is they were in Bed Bath & Beyond, not with anyone, not... There was no, like, significant other or mom walking. I mean, these guys are damn near 40 probably, or or 19 with just horrible body posture, just a rough life. But they're like little squabble. I just stopped like behind the bedding with the buggy and just stared at them and laughed. Like, I couldn't contain it, like out loud laughing. He's like, every time I bring something up, you just blow it off. And when you bring it up, I gotta make sure it's all cool and funny. He's like, well, it's because when I bring something up, it's actually cool shit. And he's like, what I find is cool shit too. Like, just going back and forth. And I was like, that's amazing. Like,
those are real humans.
Yeah, that's oh, brought me joy today in the old Bed Bath & Beyond.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I had couple things. That fucking Elite, was it the Elite controller? Is that what it's called for Xbox?
Yeah, the Xbox Elite controller.
Really good. Really good. Like, if that controller comes out and you're still playing a first person shooter on a regular Xbox controller and still using that squishy, floppy, shitty fucking trigger, kill yourself. That controller is going to be the fucking cat's pajamas for shooter games on a controller, man. It was way more comfortable. When I first picked it up, it was like the paddles like tapped really easy. My first thought was like, that's terrible. You're going to accidentally hit these things all the time. But the way that they're positioned on the controller, you have to intentionally hit them. And they feel much more accessible, I guess. It's like it's a much more fluid movement to hit the paddles than it is to pull those ridiculous triggers. And like the
actuating, so you're thinking you would use that for actually firing?
Yeah, like I would use that as a trigger. I would replace my primary fire with one of those paddles. Absolutely.
That's interesting. I wouldn't even have thought to, like, I didn't think that was I would have never have thought of that as the viable option for what those are.
I mean, I would keep the triggers. Thank you, baby. I would keep the triggers for like racing games and shit, so you can adjust like how much throttle you're giving. But as far as, I mean, shooting a gun's on or off, so I would definitely, I would change it for sure.
That's
she
incredible.
She bamboozled me. She gave me some of that LaCroix shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
To drink it. It's not too bad. It's actually pretty fucking good.
That's man, that's interesting.
Pretty dope though. I was impressed by it. It felt comfortable. Like the grippies in it felt nice. The the D-pad felt nice.
Which D-pad do they have on that? Do they have the circle one, or do they have the old school four?
It was the round one with like the weird like hexagonal print or whatever that is.
Do you think that's going to be the way to go, or do you would
that felt real clean too? Like the clicking with all the buttons felt real responsive, like they were very crisp when you hit them. Like there was no like there was no squishiness. Like it felt like okay, something happened. It was very, very satisfying.
Does it feel like it's going to hold up better than the Xbox One control that we have now? Because my, I've worn two of them out already. I can feel the slop.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh yeah.
I did not know that they were flopping.
I don't play that much. Like I just,
no, you don't.
You know, and that's. I got back with my good one that I've been using on my PC, and I picked up the one that I have that I got originally with my Xbox, and tried to play a game, and it drove me nuts. Like I can feel it, and so I immediately handed that one to Melanie for her to play. I was like, "Here you go." Yeah, like my other one's worn in, and I can feel that it's worn in a lot. Like it's almost worn out. Not unplayable, but I know how it's worn, so I'm playing to that effect. And when I picked up a different controller, it felt alien to me in my hand. Like I don't want that. I want every I could buy five of them, and I want to be able to pick up all five at any time and not be able to tell the difference.
Yeah. Did they change the mechanisms on the joysticks and the new controllers, or are they the same ones?
I don't know about the joystick. They had to have. I know people have complained. I'm not the only one. I talk to other people that tell me that there's, like, you get that white powder and worn. It's like an N64 controller. Like, I could burn through one of those in a solid weekend.
One night of Mario Party, and that fucker is
throw it
broken. Yeah.
Take it out of the package, play a tournament, and then chunk it on the way home because they were garbage. That's why I buy every tight controller I can find for an N64 every time I go out hunting. Like, it's, oh, is this a good controller? Here's money. Like, I have a pile of them because I know that I'm going to have a group of people over to play one day, and then I'm going to have to throw half of them away. Well, now I replace them with Chinese replacement parts, but I'm going to have to break them all apart and replace joysticks. This is probably the second worst controller. Like, it goes N64 and then a very large leap, but then you hit the Xbox One. I didn't wear out 360 controllers that fast.
I never had a problem with them, and I played my 360 quite a bit.
But that, man, I don't know what it is, but that first Xbox One controller, a lot more than the second one I bought. But the first one, Call of Duty had come out, and I got it. Like, I played through a couple games, and then a couple solid months of not even that, probably a month and a half of Call of Duty, and it was slop. Like, I could feel it, and that bothered me a lot.
Ugh. That's not.
And if I pay $150 for a fucking controller, it better last me.
Dude.
It better outlive me. Let's just.
Better be the best.
it
better last the entire console generation at the very least.
Yeah, that's. Especially because word is already kicking around about another iteration of the Xbox.
Really? What are they talking about?
4K gaming and moving into the next.
It's all bullshit. This last generation lasted, what, 7 years? This next one's going to last fucking 10. The VR support's there. Yeah, it's already. The VR support's there. I mean, that's why they push all of that shit at E3 with.
Right. I think VR support would be easier, but I think 4K is going to become the problem. Our graphics cards are going to struggle at 4K unless you SLI them, and they're so much more powerful than what's inside of that Xbox.
How many people have them, though?
Right now, not a whole ton, but if you go, now that a third of the TVs at Walmart are offering 4K, like it's coming. It's coming as sure as 1080 came. Like, it's 3D was a fad. It's fallen off. Brand new TVs don't have it. People don't want to wear glasses to watch TV. You don't want to have a direct line of sight at all times. That was a fad. 3D movies were a fad. I think every bit of that is just, it's garbage. VR may very well be a fad. I don't know if it'll be, people like you and I want to sit around and play games and watch games.
I think that's where 3D is going, is to VR. Like, that's going to be, those two are going to meet.
The same people that want 3D are going to want VR. Like, it's
not necessarily, but I think that that's where.
Look how,
like, you're
going
to have 3D on VR, because you are going to have two separate cameras, regardless. Right.
But
so, I mean, 3D is easily achievable.
VR, if VR was the standard, it would immediately kill game night. Where everybody, like, when we get together and we play, like, Rocket League, or you get together and you're playing Mario Kart or Smash Brothers, it kills it. For mm-hmm. one, even if you had 5 VR headsets and you could just spectate, it kills that interaction, that when you get a good hit and you knock somebody off, turn into your buddy and getting that hit, like, oh, I fucking just did that to you, man. Like, yeah, it just raped you so hard, like that.
That's why so many people complained about them getting rid of, or not them getting rid of, but companies not making as many games with split-screen co-op.
Split-screen co-op is gone with this generation.
I mean, like you said, console. Mario Kart, but...
But look how popular Mario Kart is. I don't know if it saved that console, but it kept it afloat for quite a while longer. That and Smash Bros.
Yeah.
People still want to get together and play games.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's a huge thing.
And Twitch. Look, even Twitch has become popular because there's so many people that want that experience of sharing a game with someone else, but they can't do it. And so then they can go onto Twitch and they can watch a group of people or even one other person correspond with them and play that game. Look how popular even like my Twitch account got when we... Like, someone would come on, I think I was playing Smite that day, and they would say, oh, play as this character, do this, go as this guy. Like, oh, fight this person one-on-one. And once they became part of that gaming experience, the viewer, well, it was 1,200 people or whatever it was. Like, that's, you get these, a sense of community out of a game. If you can participate, even if you don't have a controller in your hand, if you can... have input or have that social experience. And I think VR kills that. I don't think that I'm not going to have one. I just think that's I want to shut the world out.
Thing.
Yeah. I want to shut the world out. I want to sit here and I want to wander.
That's that sex robot shit.
Yeah. Sex robot shit.
You're going to play Half-Life for about 10 minutes and you're going to be like, would like to fuck something now. And then you're going to go on and you're going to bust your face fuck 5,000 out of the closet and it's gonna make creepy, like, digitized moaning noises. Well, you fuck its face,
right,
with your robot eyeballs on.
Perfect.
Perfect. Sounds like a Tuesday.
Yeah, but that's, I think VR will be a niche. I think 3D was a fad, and I do not believe 4K is that way. I believe that will be
I agree,
for this generation console. If they cannot software update to 4K, you're gonna see new generations of console come out very quickly.
Maybe. I mean, I would compare it to when the 360 came out, the cable that was for audio and video for the 360 had the red, white, and yellow connector, and it also had, what else did it have?
That blue and the green and the
yeah.
The ones,
yeah, so
HD.
I had to run those two. And, like, I think right now with the HDMI, we're at that crossover point where it'll probably come out, I don't know, probably 5 years, what standard console generation time is.
You might not be able to phase out the Xbox One, but I bet you get a Xbox One 4K where you can go and buy an Xbox One that is 4K compatible, or a PS4 4K, where the games, you can still buy an Xbox One and play it on your regular 1080p and the games will all work. But if you want 4K, you can go pick up an Xbox One 4K edition and then that will play on your 4K television.
People are going to be mad as shit, man.
They're going to be mad, but I bet it happens.
It might. Yeah, you could absolutely be right. Or one of the developers will find out how to patch it to make it 4K compatible. And then the other one, I'll just guess, PlayStation's going to figure out how to patch it and make it compatible. And then Xbox One's is going to be sitting there like, well, it blue and send them another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
PlayStation, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if when the patch comes out, they go, well, we already had the chip installed and told no one.
Because we are Japanese. We are a 4K.
Yeah. Because 4K, I think, okay, is way too close to being an everyday thing. I mean, they were so expensive when they came out, but now, I mean, I can go pick up a 4K right now. I can pick up a 4K monitor. Fairly cheap.
Not too... Oh, okay.
You know, it's not too bad. So, you give it 2 years, and you won't be able to... Your 1080p flat screens are going to be $250 for a 52-inch. They're pretty close to that now. And you're going to be able to spend $600-$700 for a 40-inch 4K. And people are going to buy them.
Why, yes, they are, Brad.
The worst. Just the worst person.
Another real quick little stupid thing. Mr. Steven Pena tagged me in this CoreFX gaming vest on Facebook. Did you look at that fucking pile of shit? So, I mean, I don't know how new this thing is.
It's not. It's a couple years old.
Okay.
Steven Pena would be the person to bring that up, though.
Well, he's the kind of person that will buy anything, so.
It's a vibration vest for...
Yeah, yeah, super neat. If you stand next to the road, it feels like the trucks are actually driving by you. That's yeah. I'm good, man. I'm good. I don't need that sensory shit. I'm playing a video game. I'm not at a point in my life where I wish this was real. I wish I was really in a combat zone with trucks driving by me at 80 miles an hour and people shooting at me. I wish I could feel the gunshots upon my body. No, I'm good, man. I'm playing a fucking video game.
I want That's one it. Where when you get shot, an M80 goes off in your chest. You know what doesn't happen when you get shot? You don't vibrate. So I want you to get shot in the chest and an M80 just... Bow. And so you can't shoot for a minute because you're pulling little plastic shrapnel out of your actual body before you can get going.
It's like real life.
Yeah. That would be worth it. A vibrating vest is annoying. There's no way that's any fun.
No, I don't understand it.
It's been out now for a couple of years. I see it pop up every now and then. I don't believe they're doing well.
Man, that's good.
That's like that kid that invented the headset that feeds you little snacks. And
oh, excuse the fuck out of me. What? They have a headset that feeds you?
Yeah, it's got little balls, like cheese balls, or they have different flavors. And you can play, and I don't know how you activate it, but then it like...
Well, it better be voice activated.
Will roll cheese you ball. A little cheese ball, and you can... And
dude, then keep that's playing. The sickest shit. Where is this? And why is this
a
not
kid? He's from overseas somewhere, I believe. But I watched his. They brought him, and the company that he got to sponsor him and make his prototype did it right, dude. This kid's sitting in his house, and he turns his camera on. And he goes, "I think my package is here." And this is the kid that came up with it, right? And he like runs downstairs, and there's a fucking regular army Humvee out there. Outside of his house, right? And he looks like he's in the UK. And he's sitting out there, and a group of soldiers get out and carry, like, a combat case up to his house and, like, get down and, like, hit in numbers. And then he shows up, and they're like, "Are you so-and-so? Here you go, sir. Like, here's the package." And these guys, like, full combat delivery this crate to him. And it's his prototype. just to have that happen was worth him making this real dog shit piece of machinery. And he said this is a novelty thing. It's the same as having lights on your controller, or like no one needs it. It's never going to be like a game changer.
This is it.
Did you find it? But it's
I did.
It's a fun deal, right? It's a cool little idea. He will probably make a solid chunk of change from it.
He's got almost 5 million views on YouTube. So, I mean, he's...
Well, I'm one of those views. Like,
I am one of those as well.
He did a good job of coming up with an idea that no one had thought of previously, or no one had a good idea for it. But the headset, I guess, was heavy. And he said the real version will be made out of lighter material and everything, but... You got to find the prototype video. It's really, really good.
Yeah, this is like the army truck has shown up and he's out there. These guys are now walking through his house trying to carry this crate. Just looking like assholes with their faces painted. They got GoPros strapped to their chest. Come on.
Still, I mean, that's a cool way to give this kid, and for sure a kid, he's all of, 15, 16 years old, it looks like.
Yeah, he's not very old. The box is enormous.
It is. It's a massive thing. And it's got like CO2 in it, I think. When they opens it, it like and blows
what
out.
What a box that blows smoke out of the sides. That's awesome.
Good
I'll
for him.
I'll finish watching that later. Yeah, good. Better than my ideas, as it turns out.
That's a...
Speaking of better ideas than mine, Melissa told me about some person on YouTube called... oh, shit. What was it? Cool Toy Collector?
FreePromoClub.com right here.
Okay. Dude, okay. Fun Toys Collector. This chick has, I don't know how many videos. She has something like 8 million. She has 5.7 million subscribers. In one of these videos, she makes ice cream out of Play-Doh. Can you guess how many views that video has?
How many clothes did she have on when she made it?
You never see this girl.
Oh,
all you
no.
see is her face. That's it. Or all you see is her hands. Did I say that? All you see is her hands.
800,000.
You're close. You're close. You're close. Just tack 6 million onto that and you are fucking right on.
We have 400 listeners.
Chick, dude, this one... Thomas Batman Superman Disney bite. But there's some like egg thing. So, like you open the eggs and toys. No idea. 16.7 million views. Play-Doh Peppa Pig cupcake maker. 57.8 million views.
57 million views.
That is correct, dude.
You realize for the payout for what advertising does, just like on our YouTube channel and stuff. For what they tell you the pricing is, that means she's making
she's the
a
highest
million?
Paid YouTube person from 2014.
Yeah,
she made $5 million last year.
There you go. Yeah, she's making
by playing with toys with her hands. She made a 6-minute video that got 10 million views.
I mean, there's a lot of girls that make a lot of money by playing with toys with their hands.
Only her hands. That's the difference. Just that's it.
That's
just,
it.
You don't
yeah.
see anything else. Nobody knows what. Well, somebody knows what she looks like. I don't care enough about what she looks like to have looked it up.
That so. Is, we're doing something. Oh, that's like the girl that we got in the Twitter thing that
just puts her asshole on. Excuse
yeah.
me. Dude.
Well, I mean that's what she does. She got famous by doing a Twitch account where she sits backwards. So you just, instead of seeing her face while she plays games, you watch her ass in a chair. And in a matter of days became so much more famous than we are. Like, just skyrocketed. They were like, oh, look, these guys have a podcast. I wonder if I could put my asshole on TV and I'm more famous. Like, that was how quick that went. It's like, ah, shit. You need to be a hotter lady, sir, and then we would have this.
I'm going to shave tonight, so maybe we can figure some
Why
shit out.
Why are have you any shaving?
Beaming qualities. I got to go try and get a job tomorrow.
Huh.
Looking a little unemployed, so.
Jesus. Oh, man. Well, I'm fucking stoked you made it out there safely.
Fuck, you need to get out here, man. Earmuffs, Griff. You guys need to get out here. It's, like I said, the grass gives Wi-Fi signal out here and everything's fucking green. We're going through a cold snap right now, and it's, I think it was 40 something. So
yeah, we have snow, if you haven't noticed.
Nah, don't have that. Don't have that. We don't have plows, as it turns out. So,
oh, like my home, just ignorant of what happens with snow. But I think that's going to conclude today's episode of The Horrible Influence. If you guys would like, go to horribleinfluence.podbean.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there is the link for Become a Patron. We'd appreciate it. You don't have to, of course. You could always tune in every week and just listen to us ramble for free.
Hell yeah. Check it out on iTunes. Leave, if you guys have spare time, which a lot of you do not. Some of you definitely do. Have more free time than you know what to fucking do with. But if you find yourself a little bored, leave us a comment, leave us a review, anything that shows life on the other side. It's cool to get the messages that we do get saying that they're enjoying the show. I fucking love you guys. Josh, James, Mike, Nick, all you guys are killer. You guys are like the only four, but it's fucking cool, man. It's cool. It's very flattering. Oh. So thank all of you guys.
And like we talked about today, we're going to do a giveaway out of this month's loot crate. So if you go to facebook.com/horribleinfluence and leave us an idea for what you would like the topic to be for next week's episode, if your idea is selected, we will mail you your choice out of the things we went over.
Hell yeah. Love you all. Take care. Brush your hair.
Bye-bye.